Hey, I'm Michael from DistroMike, and today we're going to be describing the differences between HHC versus Delta 8. Now, if you've gone into a smoke shop or a gas station over the past few years, you've probably seen a ton of Delta 8 products on the shelf, and there's a good chance you've also seen a lot of HHC products on the shelf. In theory, they are very similar. They're both hemp derivatives, they're both legal under the 2018 Farm Bill, and they both sort of make you stoned or high like normal Delta 9 cannabis. But there are some really big key differences. First, let's talk about the conversion process. Delta 8 is made through converting CBD isolate into Delta 8. HHC, on the other hand, is made from converting CBD isolate into Delta 8. However, we go one step further and we convert that Delta 8 into HHC. Now, when vaped, they do offer some pretty significant differences. Delta 8, when you smoke it or vape it, it's normally rather harsh. It burns your lungs, it burns your throat, it makes you cough, it makes you sneeze, and overall, it's just not a very enjoyable high. It's groggy, it's lazy. I would call a Delta 8 high like a C-. HHC, on the other hand, is quite a bit different. HHC is very smooth, it's very enjoyable. It doesn't really make you cough or sneeze, nowhere near as much as Delta 8, and the high is also very different. Delta 8 high is body high, a little bit of head high, sort of overall high, but it's lazy, it's groggy. HHC, on the other hand, is not really a body high. It's sort of a straight head high. I explain an HHC high very similar to a Delta 9 weed cart high, meaning it's all cerebral, it's all in your head. You're still able to focus, you're elevated, you're feeling good. But one of the amazing things about HHC is you're still able to focus. You can smoke it, you feel really stoned, but you're still able to get things done throughout the day and you don't really get too distracted. One of the downsides of HHC though, is you can get sort of forgetful, meaning you're still focused, you're still feeling good, but if you smoke a lot of HHC, you'll sort of find yourself losing your train of thought sometimes. That also happens with Delta 8, but just something to be cautious or aware of. So if I were to choose between an HHC product versus a Delta 8 product, I'm choosing HHC 20 times out of 10, meaning I do not consume any Delta 8 products. In my opinion, the Delta 8 high is subpar, it's mediocre, it's really fake. While the HHC high, I'm gonna give like a B or a B+2. If we were to say that Delta 9 cannabis is your A or your A+ high, HHC is a B, Delta 8's a C. So if you've been smoking a lot of Delta 8, I really recommend you try HHC. A few years ago when HHC first came out, it was quite a bit more expensive than Delta 8 because it was new, it was fresh. There wasn't a big supply of it, but there was a lot of demand. Over the past year or so, the costs of HHC have come down pretty similar to Delta 8, meaning the cost of an HHC vape is probably the same cost as a Delta 8 vape online or in the store. So if you're a Delta 8 smoker and you want something significantly better, pick up some HHC today. If you'd like, you can head over to our website, bakedhhc.com. We were the world's first HHC brand. And if you enter code HHC verse D8, you'll get 20% off your first order, give you a chance to try out some amazing HHC products, and I hope you enjoy them. Thank you for tuning in. We're DistroMike, the educational hub for everything CBD, vape, and more. If you have any other questions about anything CBD related, vape, cannabis, hemp, please let us know. We'd love to help. Thank you for watching. We'll see you soon.